Hello, my imaginary friend Simon here. It's Thursday, the 23rd of September 2010. This is my audio boo. Andy Taylor, yes, your sound quality is mostly better. I didn't really want to comment on how laughable it was that you had misinterpreted the location of your microphone and we're actually making things worse. Didn't want to rub that in, really. But you forced me to, so. But yeah, thank you for your improved sound quality. Regarding the ANPR stuff and the iPhone app, the reasons I don't think it's feasible or a particularly good idea is because, first of all, it would take up a lot of. I know it's technically possible because you know you have things like Evernote on iPhones. I remember my old iPhone 3G used to use Evernote, and it was able to run Evernote and do text recognition from photographs. So that I know it's technically possible that the iPhone could capture that information, could recognise number plates, transmit them up to the police with a GPS location. Yes, that is all technically possible from an iPhone perspective. If you're going to be doing continuous footage and analysis of continuous footage, and recognise number plates all the time for every car that you see, it's going to take a bit of processing power on the iPhone. So you probably would need to have one of the newer ones, maybe the iPhone 4 with its super duper A4 processor. But yeah, I believe it could be technically possible, and you don't necessarily need to have all of the processing being done on the iPhone either. It could just be taking photographs at regular intervals and then uploading those photographs to the cloud and having the cloud do the processing. So yeah, there's all sorts of ways around that. But I suppose my concerns are twofold. One is, you know, if your phone's busy doing that, then it can't be doing other things. So it won't be, so it may be less able to take a phone call because it's so busy working on doing all this ANPR stuff. And obviously battery would be drained an awful lot. Because the GPS would be constantly going, the processor would be constantly that busy, and so therefore there'd be a lot of power used up. And you know, okay, so if you've got it in a mount in the car, where it can see out the window nicely, and also where it could be charged continuously, then that may be less of an issue. But it's still going to be very busy and maybe not able to play your Last FM music or take a phone call or whatever it is else that you want to do with your phone. Maybe navigate. The other thing is it's going to be the burden on the backbone. So obviously the police have got a database that can handle some traffic from a few vans parked outside at various places on the road that take data and pipe that information up into the cloud. I don't know whether they have a database of, perhaps they have a database in that van of all the cars that they're looking for, so that validation can be done inside the van, and then you have to report up to the back end, up to the cloud, when they find a car that they've definitely got a match as being an issue. It probably is that, actually, but I don't think they'd want to do that with the phone. I don't think they'd want to have that database downloaded to all these people's iPhones. I think that would be a security risk, and as I think people could hack the database, and as a joke, and report each other's cars all the time and get the police on the case. So there'd be lots of false positives to deal with. So I just don't see that as being practical at the moment, unless the police could make a huge backbone.